This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is Lethal Lubrication. Check them out at froglube.com. All right, Monday night, I came at you with the guys from the Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz and Steve D'Andrilli. They're joining me again because tonight we're going to gloat a little bit and point directions. We're going to look at where we think and where we want to see things go. So joining me again from ArbalestQuarrel.com, which you can find at AmmoLand.com as well, is Steve D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Thank you.
Is Steve there yonder somewhere?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can now. Yes, sir, I can. So, do we want to sit around and gloat out loud for a minute, or do we want to move on?
Well, Bill, I think we need to thank God that the country did the right thing, and Donald Trump has been elected, and is our president-elect. But no, now is not the time to sit back and relax. Now is actually the time to pick our issues, address those issues head on, and bring them to the floor, and let's get this something accomplished. We now have an opportunity. We now have hope, and we now have an environment in which we can actually win some battles.
Let's look at one. In April of 2013, when they were considering universal background checks, when they were they thought they had the wind at their backs, the one measure in the Senate that got the most votes was Cornyn's national reciprocity bill, which got, I think, 57 votes, came within 3 votes of being passed in the Senate. Is this one of these preemption measures that the feds need to take, sort of like the way they did, and I asked this of a guest earlier this evening, we had to go down into the deep south, Mississippi, Alabama, to enforce desegregation. Do we need to enforce the Second Amendment throughout the nation and stop letting states like New York, where you're at, New Jersey, which is across the border from you, Illinois, Maryland in some cases, California in some cases, absolutely hamstring it? Do we need to get in there and make it uniform?
You know what? This sort of reminds me of the Supreme Court Plessy versus Ferguson case. During, as you mentioned, the black codes and segregation in the South. Let Roger handle that question. Roger?
Roger, did you hear that question? I know you dropped there for a second.
Did we lose Roger? All right, Phil, until we get Roger back, I will answer your question. National reciprocity is, I believe, a subject that should be high on our agenda. It's complicated, though, and unfortunately, I wish it wasn't complicated, because there are a lot of states that recognize the right to possess and the right to even carry a handgun or a firearm in general does not require a license. It's not a privilege. It's a right. And therefore, there are no licenses that are issued by the state. Vermont is an example. I believe there are four other states that have the same situation. And then there are states that have very restrictive gun laws, like New York, New Jersey, California, where they consider a firearm possession and or carrying of a firearm to be a privilege, and therefore they create a licensing scheme. And then there are states that are fairly relaxed and more reasonable. They may require a background check. They do have a licensing procedure. And in many cases, the average citizen does not have to jump through impossible hoops, and they can get a concealed handgun carry permit. And Florida would be a good example. Now, with the national reciprocity, it requires that you have a permit. In the case of Florida, for example, if Georgia recognized the Florida license, well, then a person with a license in Florida can carry his or her gun in Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, you know, et cetera. The problem where we need to figure out a way to get this done is when you have a situation where a state like New York, which has a very difficult procedure to get approved because it's not a shall issue license, but it's based on probable cause, and that requirement in law under the state constitution and the penal code was designed specifically to allow for the issuing agencies, in many cases the police department, in some the case the courts of the county involved or a sheriff's department, has a tremendous amount of discretion. And with that power of discretion, they could abuse it. And so you can have a license in New York City that allows you to carry in the state, but you can't take that gun driving through the highway of New Jersey into Pennsylvania, which would allow you to carry your gun in that state. And this is what we need to address. And I have a few ideas which I'd like to talk about on your program on what we could do as people that are interested in moving this idea forward and probably getting it beyond an academic discussion, which we're now having, into a reality.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I'm told now that we have Roger with us. So, Roger, are you with us?
I'm here, Bill.
Okay, so when we're coming up on a break in about a minute and 45 seconds. When we get back, I'm going to ask you the same question that Steve wanted to defer to you that you weren't here to take.
All right, sure. I'm here now.
Bill, can you tell Roger, don't leave me alone like that again?
Did you hear that?
It wasn't
right?
My fault. It wasn't my fault.
Okay, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding, partner.
All right.
Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at amoland.com. You can find them quite frequently here now, to be honest with you, just because it gets sort of rowdy here when the Arbalest Quarrel rolls into the town once we get the phone issues worked out and everything else. Although, let me ask you this. We got about a minute, and this should be real easy. Should we be looking at taking down the Hughes Amendment?
Oh, Roger.
Actually, I have to tell you, I'm not familiar with the Hughes Amendment. Can you enlighten me, Bill?
The Hughes Amendment was something that was passed in 1986, which is an arbitrary rule to where while you can own fully automatic weapons, they cannot have been made after a certain date in 1986. So all the fully automatic weapons that are in the NFA system right now are now 30 years old, at least.
That's something we were talking about just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So you think about that, Roger. We're coming up on the break.
We'll think about that.
We're going to talk national reciprocity. We're going to talk Hughes Amendment. We're going to talk all the other low-hanging fruit because we have a unique moment in history right now with a very unique president. Apolitical, doesn't he? Just wants to get things done. We got him elected. Me, you, everybody else that took part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly, it does just work. Now then, right now I'm taking care of a sore loser, somebody named Donald Trump in the YouTube chat room, saying he's going to dislike, bot the video, and swat me. You guys know what that means, Arbola Squirrel guys, being swatted.
Enlighten us.
That's where he would call police, and they would come and bust in on me. The only problem is one of the SWAT team members in my area is one of my training partners, so he would know the address. I don't know how that would work for them. I just don't think it would work out very well for him. Donald Trump, though, he's not liking it. Not liking things. Anyway. All right, Roger. Should the feds, right now, while we have this unique moment in history where we've got, the House, the Senate, the presidency, should they be looking at taking, say, the civil rights movement of the 60s, where they had to go into the, you know, Mississippi, Alabama to enforce desegregation? Should we be doing that as it, you know, as it applies to the Second Amendment, where the laws for carrying a weapon are the same in, say, New Jersey as they are in South Carolina?
This is the problem we run into, and it creates a conundrum. If you rely on the federal government to enforce our Second Amendment rights, there's always a good chance that they're going to subvert the Second Amendment, and you've got to be careful of unintended consequences. When we're talking about reciprocity, I know that the expression national carry is often used, and that's a very poor choice of words. If one's talking about national carry with the idea that the federal government should basically issue a license to carry a gun to an individual who's qualified, isn't under any disability, and that person can carry anywhere in the country, that may sound like a very good idea. The problem is that you've taken away, essentially, a salient right of the people. The right to keep and bear arms accrues to the individual himself. The Second Amendment, actually, as with all the other amendments, isn't something that the government created. It's an acknowledgement, rather, of a right that exists intrinsically in every individual. And the amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is simply a codification of that inalienable right. Now, when you have a federal government that's issuing a national license, the government is essentially saying, this is a grant, this is a privilege, and we're bestowing this on you. And it's a very broad grant, but it's simply something being a grant that can be taken away. Whatever is given by the party that owns that thing is something that the party can take away. So when we're talking about the Second Amendment, we're talking about reciprocity. Basically, we're talking about something that belongs to the states themselves. And really, the federal government should not be involved in this at all. Basically, what this amounts to, and actually exists among several states right now, where one state that issues a carry license to an individual, that license is recognized by other states. Now, there can be, and I wouldn't have a problem with this, a federal law, an enactment of Congress that basically says that the carry license that's issued by any particular state shall be given full faith and credit by every other state. Then that's simply to me nothing more than an acknowledgement that an individual now has a gun license issued by his personal state, his state of residence, and he can carry that into another state without being concerned about being arrested. But the right to hold that license comes to him through the state. Now, that raises an issue itself. You have some states, well, at least one in particular, Vermont. In Vermont, an individual who is not under disability can carry a gun, a concealed gun, and he can do that lawfully, and he is not required to have a license. The problem is he can't take that right, that basic right, that would be the ultimate assertion of the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. He can't carry that gun into another state because another state would want to see a license, some acknowledgement that he has a right to carry that thing into another state. And that could not exist without the license. So, we have the situation that where any particular state, let's say there's 20 or 30 states, issue a license. Let's say that there's a congressional enactment that says that every state shall give full faith and credit to the carry licenses of any other state. The problem is that, for example, an individual who lives in New York, you have a person that comes into the state, let's say from Texas or Tennessee, and they have a carry permit, and they're allowed to carry throughout the state of New York. And let's say that the license that they obtained through Tennessee or Texas was certainly obtained through means much less stringent than those existing in the state of New York.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. We're going to continue that when we get back. Talking about reciprocity with the guys from the Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself, studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Check them out, froglube.com. Talking to Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli, Arbalest Quarrel. Right now we're talking about reciprocity, federal reciprocity, as in enforced reciprocity. Now, Roger, you've been laying out the minefield, if you will, that comes with trying to put that out there. Why is that not an issue with driver's licenses and marriage licenses and all of these other licenses? Like, for example, with a marriage license, before the Supreme Court found the right to gay marriage, if in states where you did get married, if you were gay, and they recognized it, wasn't that certificate good in states that didn't recognize it?
Well, that was actually the issue that went up to the courts, and the courts basically said that there's no reason that a validly issued license in one state should not be recognized in another. And under the full faith and credit clause of the Constitution, that's precisely the argument that the court took when it required states that did not recognize gay marriages to then do just that, to recognize them. And the funny thing about those licenses and also driver's licenses, motorist licenses, the curious thing, we don't think twice about that. And yet, to drive a car on state or city, any public roads, requires a license. And it's predicated on the idea that driving on public roads is a privilege. In fact, anyone, once they receive their first license, they take their first examination, probably the first question or one of the first few questions will be, is the right to drive, well, is it a right or is it a privilege? And it's very clear that it is a privilege. There is no right to drive a car. You can buy a car. You can drive a car on, let's say, private roads on your own property, but you can't drive a car legally, lawfully, on a public road without a license. Now, it's been taken for granted through many, many years that a person that is driving from one state to another, as long as he has a valid license, that a motorist license is going to be recognized as valid in any other state. The odd thing is that with licenses for guns, that is something that is considered by many states as being inherently dangerous, and so is given much, much more scrutiny, which is where we are right now. If obtaining a full carry license was as innocuous and as easy, essentially, as obtaining a driver's license, we wouldn't be having this discussion at all. The fact is that there is so many states and so many arguments put out there by the anti-gun people to basically demonize guns and demonize individuals that would want to own them, that we are put into this horrible box where we have to somehow justify the very right that exists in the Constitution. It makes absolutely no sense at all, but that's where we're at.
And you know, another suggestion, if I may, where we could bring this to the next level. Roger has eloquently laid out a lot of the legalistics involved and the information that one needs to intelligently understand the dilemma. However, I think we can start the process of getting to where we want to be by perhaps using Lock and Load as a forum and getting your listeners to get back to you, call you, write to you, somewhere email you, Twitter you, and let us know how much interest is there out there among gun owners to be able to carry their gun concealed on them, loaded, in every state. And in addition to establishing that forum to get this conversation going, maybe even getting a petition started where we can work with Ammoland Shooting Sports News, other good organizations, of course, like the NRA, the Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Rights Policy, all these great organizations that think alike, and work together to get a number of names ready in the and in the ready rack, so to speak, to go to our elected officials and get them to take action. Perhaps in the meantime, we could boycott any anti-gun businesses or products and let them know we're not going to buy the New York Times. We're not going to buy gas at the gas station if you don't think that the Second Amendment is important. And also, something that we did recently, we provided, and I think we mentioned this on the first time we were on your show, we provided a 202 area code number, a number to reach the Capitol, United States Capitol in Washington. I think the number is 202-224-3121. And anyone, anywhere in the country, can simply pick up the phone and dial 202-224-3121, and they will get a recording, and they will be able to answer a very simple question. Do you want to reach your U.S. senator, or would you like to reach your congressperson? Give us your area code, and within seconds, you'll be on the phone with their office. And you can let them know that you're very interested in getting a bill passed that will allow for the reciprocity needed, which Roger spoke about, so that you can carry your gun everywhere. I think that is a good start.
Yeah, we could do that. We'll have to figure out how to make that announcement and get it out there and see how much participation we can get in that. I'd love to know that myself. There's lots of people listening in New York that I know about, so that would be pretty cool. We could do that. My email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you have interest in carrying your gun in all 50 states as a matter of law, email me and let me know. And let's see what kind of thing we can, what kind of momentum we can get going with that. Coming up on the last break of the show, we're joined this evening by Arbalest Quarrel. We're joined by Steve DeAndrilli. We're joined by Roger Katz. Roger provides the legal know-how. Steve is, let's just say, Steve, you're sort of, you follow football, you know, that guy that runs down the field on the kickoff and throws his body at the wedge.
That's why I have my arm in a sling right now.
Yeah, you're the wedge breaker. So, wedge breaker and a legal mind. It's a good team to have. Find them at arbalestquarrel.com and at amoland.com. We are coming up on the last break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. One last time, we're going to talk tonight to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. That's Steve D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. Before we go on with what we're talking about, should we have a law passed where all of these celebrities that claim they're going to move out of the United States have to move now?
let's do a question here. Let's start the forum again. Have them email you, Bill. Find out from your listeners. You can email Bill at bill@lockandloadradio.com.
That's right. You sure can. I want to know what you think. Should we pass?
Bill, if I can just say something, I'll be brief.
Sure.
The Arbalest Quarrel, which by the way is a free website, and we offer our services as a public service. We're proud to do that. But to go hand in hand with the subject of national reciprocity, universal carry, the whole concept of being able to legally carry in every state, we created a questionnaire on the bulletin page of our homepage on our website, asking people to get back to us on how they feel about should they be able to carry. And what we also did a number of months ago, we published a series of articles under the title A Road Trip with My Gun. And we have to put this on hold temporarily to address the very important issue of Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland as a possible Supreme Court judge. We actually wrote 18 articles explaining why he should not be considered by the Senate.
Right.
And then we started dealing with the Hillary Clinton emails And then, of course, we started going real heavy on Trump and trying to create a buffer for him. But we're probably going to get back into that road trip with my guns. I invite your listeners to go to our site and click on to that a blog, A Road Trip with My Gun. It tells a very interesting story about a guy who got a New York license and had a house and a business in Maine, and he got a Maine license. And the dilemma starts there because he wanted to drive from New York to Maine and realized that he needed to apply for a Connecticut, a Maine, a Rhode Island, and a New Hampshire license. And then if he wanted to go south and he wanted to go to Philadelphia, you know, Pennsylvania somewhere, he had to drive through the New Jersey Turnpike. Wow. He couldn't get a New Jersey license, but he could get a Pennsylvania license. He could get a Virginia license, a Georgia license, North Carolina. You know, the whole story about what we're talking about. So I just thought I'd let your listeners know that if they're interested, they could start the story, and Roger and I will probably take this up again now that we have Trump as a president-elect, and the atmosphere is a lot more friendly. And now when you start getting all those emails from people that are listening and we get a handle on how many people are really interested, we could really get moving on this.
You know, here in South Carolina, we share a border with Georgia. And for the longest time, there was no reciprocity between Georgia and South Carolina. One of the lines was that we don't know, they don't have the same requirements as South Carolina, okay, like Roger was talking about. Now, what that meant was they did not have the shoot qualification requirement, which the shoot qualification requirement as practiced in South Carolina means you're standing about 7 meters away from a target that looks like the back end of a Volkswagen, and you just have to put all 50 shots in the black. You don't have to put them in a, you don't have to hit a bullseye, mind you. You just have to put them all in the black so you can hit them all low, low right and up high, high left and everything else and everything in between. And I have sat in as a range safety officer on a bunch of these classes during the quote-unquote qualification phase of it. I've seen a lot of people pass out because they've never stood for 50 rounds before and they lock their knees. I've seen people beat their hands open because they've never shot a gun 50 times. The qualification requirement as practiced by South Carolina is not making anybody a pistolero. And the reason we didn't have reciprocity until recently with Georgia was that they said that they didn't have the same qualification requirement. Now, is the
But Phil, they also didn't have the desire. In other words, the bordering state needs to also have the desire to just say, oh, you know what? Why don't we have this requirement? And if the person can pass it, fine. You know, in New York City, you can get a carry permit, which is one of the most difficult permits to get in the country, if
right.
you are a person of means. If you own a big business, you're traveling with cash, you're depositing cash, you're transporting cash, which is the criteria, and you could be literally blind. They never test your eyes. So, you know, we need to have these states that are anti-gun. They're not states. They're states that have representatives that were elected by the people who don't quite understand that they're voting against themselves. We need to get the elected people of states to get the desire up there where they say, look, there is no statistical correlation between guns and crime. That's a lot of crap.
Well, yeah, now,
can I jump in for a second?
Sure.
I think what Bill was getting at, though, was the idea that because between South Carolina and Georgia is not a situation you have in New York, but just the specific requirement to obtain a carry license in one state would be more difficult than in another. The answer would be simply to have a relationship between the two states or more where the states get together and agree to have uniform standards of gun licensing.
Exactly. They need to have a desire
to create some uniformity.
Right. And the people are responsible to create that desire through their elected officials. That's why I'm suggesting that people call their representatives. That's why I'm suggesting that we get an email response form going get a petition going and get moving on this. We now have an administration soon that's going to be in place that I think will be listening and will be amenable to this idea.
Excuse me one second. The only reason I'm interrupting, I know that the time's running short, and I know that Bill had asked me a question at the beginning about the Hughes Amendment.
I would just like to know if you think we should rescind that because, you know, there's no Hughes Amendment on short barrel rifles or suppressors. And, you know, they are arguably as dangerous as anything else out there. So there's never been a crime committed with a legally owned fully automatic weapon. So why can't because they have artificially inflated the price, you know, in January of 1986, a fully automatic lower was about $750. And after, I think, June of 1986, it was $15,000. Because all of a sudden they took it. But we're going to run out of time before we can get to this. We can cover that the next time. We got all kinds of time to do this.
All right. Very good.
If you want to get with me and let me know if you want to carry your gun in all 50 states, send me an email, bill@lockandloadradio.com. You can also go to Arbalest Quarrel, where they probably have something up there as well to contact us and contact them, let them know, and let's start this thing, and we actually have a possibly receptive guy. I mean, he listened to what the pulse of the nation was, and he got himself elected against all odds. So maybe we'll see what we get out of that. Anyway, I'm glad that there was an Arbalest Quarrel out there making the case for Donald Trump. I'm sure that helped quite a bit. I'm very, very thankful to be associated with you guys. I'm going to let you both go. We'll do it again very soon. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks a lot, Bill. It's our pleasure.
All right. We'll be back in about 21 hours. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. We won. Congratulations. This has been Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.